My son Henry is 6 years old, and he just recently had his tonsils removed, and then he also had a surgery on his ear to kind of like reconstruct his eardrum. And so surgery went great, everything went great, and we got the phone call from the surgeon who said, you can head on back and see him and spend some time with him as he comes out of anesthesia. And so the nurse leads us back into the recovery area, and I'm not even kidding you, the double doors, oh, they swing open at once, and they say, oh, Henry's right, and we hear just, oh, I can't see!
That could be scary, though, yeah. If it's your own kid.
He was like, over and over and over, see? I can't see! And our nurse was so sweet, and she was like, yeah, he did a really big number on scratching his eyes when he was coming out of surgery. And so she said, so we think that that's probably why he's saying he can't see. And, you know, I'm like, well, he's also coming off the drug, so I'm not concerned. Well, he kept it up for approximately 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, I said, you know, I'm sure his eyes are heavy from coming out of the anesthesia. And then so the nurse walks away, and she came back. She goes, okay, good news. So I double checked.
He can see.
They might have put some Vaseline on his eyes.
Right.
And we think that when he was rubbing that it got all in his eyes because there's no more Vaseline left at all. And also, you know, you're trying to focus. Like I'm seeing, it's like you're looking at a little drunk person.
Right.
You see their eyes trying to focus and he can't. But he was so concerned about not being able to see. And then it shifted. All of a sudden, he's able to see. And you can tell that he's becoming a little bit more alert. But then instead of being insane about not being able to see, it becomes hyper-focused on getting his IV out.
Oh, really?
But we can't because he has to finish his bag of fluid,
right,
which is also has the medication in there to make sure that he doesn't throw up. It's like anti-nausea.
Yeah.
So he can't, like, he has to keep it in for this bag to drain.
He's like a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
Get this
so
IV out of me.
Ornery. It was incredible to watch. So we're doing everything we can to distract him. We're like, there's, you know, look at this thing and have this and have some
He's
ice
like,
cream,
Mom,
whatever.
I said I can't see.
We were doing everything. Finally, at one point, I turned to the nurse and I said, look, is it easier or harder for you to have the parents in here? Because I know
Or do you have handcuffs?
maybe a muzzle. Child.
Maybe a muzzle. I said, I know, I get it. You want them to wake up and they have a friendly face and they recognize and they feel safe, you know? I said, but we're doing a whole lot of comforting when I don't know if we're hindering the process.
Yeah, because maybe with a professional, he just listens.
Who knows?
Right.
Don't know. I mean, he was not listening to her when we walked in.
That's true, because he's out of his mind.
He was out of it.
By the way, just to go back, for tonsillectomies, right?
Yes.
It's general anesthesia is what they call it.
So it's not propofol.
It's not. And right. With the IV and the masking.
And the masking,
yeah.
So, you know, he eventually got over it. And then once the bag drained, we were able to get the IV out. But then it was the tape. Over the cotton ball that was where the IV, you know what I mean? It was just something the entire time until we finally got home. And it was better, I would say, than the first time he came out of anesthesia, but not great. Not great.
Anesthesia is a weird thing.
So
it's
crazy.
A miracle. It's a miracle.
It is. And he didn't, you know, just the same way, if you had a surgery, you would have no recollection of it whatsoever.
The problem is with it, it's got to be monitored to the T.
Oh, yeah.
Because it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why they get paid so much.
That's what makes me nervous. Because before my son got one, this is years ago, the doctor did a little prayer before it. And I'm like,
I think that's really nice.
No, that made me feel more anxious. Like, why are we praying? Why are we praying now? Usually you're praying if there's a problem.
Well, why do you pray before you eat? You're giving thanks. And
I don't.
Hands. Oh, you don't. Okay.
No.
I guess maybe you just like the mafia movies you watch, and when there's like trouble, they might pray. But I mean, Christians pray for good, and they pray every day.
All the time.
Right. But right before the surgery is concerning, that means there's something up.
No.
Jason, I say a prayer every single time before I get on the highway. I say,
because the highway is dangerous.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be with us on our way.
Really?
Every time.
Well, I'm glad he's doing much better.
Yeah, he is. He kind of turned a corner last night.
I know it was rough for almost a week.
Yes. And it was like, this is the other thing. When you are this young and you have your, because I had my tonsils taken out when I was 20.
Oh my gosh, I heard this is the worst.
It was the most painful two weeks of my whole
life. Adults getting their, that's why I have tonsil stones.
Yeah.
Which I hate. I have to pick them out with my special equipment. That's fine. I get them out.
Can we all say a prayer?
Please stop talking about tonsils.
Please not let me smell one that comes out of his mouth.
Well, first of all, I removed them, so they're fine. I have a new suction tube thing now. But anyways, Katie,
what?
I would have to get my tonsils out to get rid of
it. It probably would help you.
No, he said, if you can tolerate it, trust me as an adult. You don't want your tonsils out.
It is the most painful. And I had prescription painkillers. You know, they give you that as an adult. For kids, you get Motrin and you get Tylenol.
Oh, that
and
sucks.
That's it.
And not enough.
And that's it. And it's every 3 hours, like clockwork. And if you miss that dose, it is pure hell.
Yes, we
are. Pure hell.
Have you, I know this is kind of odd, but have you looked inside his mouth and seen the top? And they're like, they start becoming... I hate to say this, but they start rotting. If the skin starts rotting,
he had a laser. The laser.
Oh, yep, maybe it's different now.
Removed. But yes, I look in his mouth. I'm all about that kind of stuff. Right. But I look in his mouth, and at first it's very black because it's cauterized.
Right.
And so then.
Yeah, then it's the dead skin. It starts getting white.
And the white scabs.
Have
and
you
then
ever
the scabs.
It?
I can smell his breath, like, so I know.
Give me a piece of this.
There's a weird smell to the tonsils.
Yeah.
Just like people smell dogs' paws sometimes.
Like Fritos?
Oh, wow. Very similar.
You think they smell like Fritos?
No, I don't think it's the same scent. I think it's the
Fritos
same.
Fritos is like, please stop.
Don't paint me in this corner.
They don't smell like dead skin.
No, but that's what Katie's saying is very common. A lot of people feel as though the dog's paws sometimes smell like Fritos.
They do. I don't think they do. The kind of they definitely do smell like Fritos.
Which is funny.
But
there are people that actually, for some reason, like to smell that.
The scabbing?
Yes.
Oh, okay, not me.
Jason, are you inviting yourself to Katie's house?
Do you want to smell his breath?
See, I'm really concerned about Henry.
Can you bottle up Henry's breath?
I think he's going to be here tomorrow morning,
your own kids. Like your own dog.
Katie, I want to say a prayer with your son alone.
Henry, breathe on me.
It'll sound like sniffing, but I'm praying. It might sound like I'm crying.
You got to blow up this balloon.
I know that sounds odd, but it's true.
I don't. I get a whiff of the breath, and I'm good. But I will say, looking at the chart after, it has all the information, and like in the summary, you know, in your chart, whatever. And Henry had 4+ size tonsils, which is the biggest that you can have.
Really?
And it took up more than 75% of the back of his throat.
Yeah.
This is already like he's not snoring anymore. He's having an easier, better time breathing.
Oh, that's good.
Hopefully the sicknesses will decline because it's not just like all being caught up in that area. But 4+, that poor kid.
He may have been dealing with some sleep apnea at that point.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Dang. My gosh. Oof.
Yeah.
Dang. And the only thing he has to worry about now is creeps trying to smell
his
scabbing.
I was talking about his parents.
I didn't say you. I said people that would do that.
I have no interest in smelling his.
It looks like I'm bizarre. I'm just saying what other people might do.
Sure.
To get them tonsils out.
Henry, don't tell your mom, but
breathe into this jar for me.
You see Jason walking around the PACU. Like, is anybody tonsillectomy anyone? Okay, not today.
He puts like a lab coat on.
Willing to do breath checks.
And just has like a carton of mason jars.
Yeah.
Okay.
7-year-old boy. It's a good year. This is a good month right here.
You can jar them and sell them online.
The girls sell their farts online.
Yeah.
You can sell young kids.
You know what? Yep. I say a prayer for you people.
And you could like you make different categories. Like, his tonsils were only a 1.
A 1. Yeah. These are 1.
You know, and those are $19.99.
Yeah, if you're on a budget.
But if you want the good stuff,
the good.
4+, at least $50.
Forget selling your feet.
I guarantee tonight Katie's going to be tempted.
Absolutely.
God, you can be honest tomorrow morning. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Jason,
It's fine.
All right. No. We're all different.
It's just like when you smell your dog's breath sometimes, you like that.
I don't. Yeah.
Like, it depends.
I don't.
When they're a puppy.
A puppy's fine, but
Like a therapist has said, everyone dribbles their ball differently. Jason just dribbles his ball a little differently.
Yes, if you like that, that's fine. Own it.
I dribble my ball differently.
Yes,
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.